With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. This coming Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, President Donald Trump will deliver the annual State of the Union Address to a joint session of Congress. Some Democrats plan to boycott the president's address and attend counter rallies organized by liberal activist groups. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Speaker Mike Johnson, joining the program from on board an airplane in Dallas, says Democrats should remember the dignity of the offices they hold.
You don't have to agree with everything that's said, but you do have a role to play. And I think the decorum of the occasion, you know, is what should come through. I also expect, Tony, and I hope I'm wrong about this, that some of them will try to stage a disturbance on the House floor. And you remember in the last joint address that the president gave, I had to actually have someone ejected from the floor for the first time. That's a really sad occasion. It's a really bad look for the institution. And I hope they don't do that.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill's broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time today on the Salem News Channel. The Supreme Court has struck down President Trump's far-reaching global tariffs, handing him a significant legal setback on an issue that's crucial to his economic agenda.
The justices voted 6-3 in ruling that an emergency powers law that does not, in fact, use the word tariffs does not give Trump the authority to impose tariffs, including reciprocal tariffs he imposed on nearly every country.
This correspondent, Mark Sherman, the president was quick to push back on that decision.
The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
In the aftermath of the decision, the markets held steady on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was up by 230 points. This is SRN News. Another warning about gambling.
This one comes from USA Today, which has been doing research into the emerging data we have on legalized gaming in this country. And it concludes that 30% of 11 to 13-year-old boys and 41% of 14 to 17-year-old boys have bet on sports in the last 12 months. They all use legal betting apps in the states where they live, despite the fact they are underage. 31 states have legalized sports gambling so far. Others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
Puerto Rico's governor signed a bill that amends a law to recognize an unborn baby as a human being. Governor Jennifer Gonzalez, a Republican and supporter of President Trump, says the legislation aims to maintain consistency between civil and criminal provisions by recognizing the unborn child as a human being. The amendment is now an article within Puerto Rico's penal code that defines murder. This is SRN News. A defeat at the state level for Democrats.
A Virginia judge is temporarily blocking Democrats' plan to hold an April referendum on new congressional maps that could seriously impact the midterm elections. The decision threatens Democrats' push for more U.S. House seats. On Thursday, a Tazewell Circuit Court judge granted a temporary restraining order sought by Republicans. The order runs through March 18th and clashes with early voting set to begin March 6th.
That is Keith Peters reporting. The president told voters in Rome, Georgia, the FBI did the right thing in raiding Fulton County election offices, just one location where he says cheating took place in 2020.
They came in, they took all those ballots, all those crooked ballots were taken. Let's see what happens. And the Democrats are fighting. They don't want anyone to see those ballots.
He told diners at a local restaurant he'll continue to push for a requirement that voters show ID before being allowed to cast their ballots. More on these stories at srnnews.com.